In Mission, South Dakota, a long-standing American Indian lawsuit has come to a close. The unusual settlement involves no dollar amount. Instead, the plaintiffs will receive symbolic gifts and a simple apology. From the Rosebud Indian Reservation, South Dakota Public Radio's Joshua Welsh reports.
Perhaps no other Native American figures more prominently in the historical and cultural landscape of South Dakota than the Lakota warrior Crazy Horse, a legendary fighter who helped defeat Custer and the 7th Cavalry at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. Crazy Horse is the subject of a 500-foot-high granite monument being carved in the Black Hills. He died in 1877, 115 years before Hornell Brewing began selling a drink called Crazy Horse Malt Liquor. Many Native Americans were insulted that an Indian name, especially that of Crazy Horse, was being used to market alcohol. Tribal leaders went to Hornell and asked them to stop using the name. When that didn't work, Seth Big Crow, one of Crazy Horse's descendants and the administrator of his estate, sued Hornell and the Heilman Brewing Company, which was bottling the stuff. Speaking at a settlement ceremony last week, Big Crow said his suit was based on the right to control the Crazy Horse name.
It's not theirs to begin with. Would you let your grandfather be put on a label, something like that, without your permission? No, you wouldn't do it.
But this ceremony settles only the Heilman lawsuit. The Heilman Company went bankrupt and was bought by Stroh's. And even though Stroh's never had anything to do with Crazy Horse Malt Liquor, it inherited the lawsuit. When Stroh's itself went out of the beer business and became SBC Holdings, company president John Stroh III says there was no reason not to settle.
When somebody is asking for an apology and a healing approach, which is all this ever was, Seth Big Crow wanted to heal the spirit of his ancestor. I don't know how you say no to that.
John Stroh says he asked the estate what SBC could do to make things right. And after a short negotiation, it was agreed that Stroh would come to Mission and deliver a public apology and damages. Damages include 7 thoroughbred racehorses, 1 for every brewery Stroh's owned when it inherited the lawsuit, and 32 Pendleton blankets, 1 for every state Crazy Horse Malt Liquor has been sold in. Big Crow's lawyers say the damages were specifically named because part of the suit involves defamation of the spirit, a concept recognized under tribal law. It's the right to control the Crazy Horse name that forms the basis of the continuing suit against Hornell, which still sells Crazy Horse Malt Liquor, a fact Seth Big Crow says is especially insulting because of the problems of alcohol abuse on South Dakota's Indian reservations, and because Crazy Horse had seen alcohol as an evil for Native Americans.
It's an outrage for them to do that, because he spoke out over 120 years ago. He spoke out against the alcohol, because in all probability, he may have saw what alcohol, whiskey, was doing to the soldiers who are in the forts and the Indian people that were living around them.
The lawsuit against Hornell is currently in federal court in South Dakota. Hornell has moved to dismiss part of the suit, saying the individuals named are not in the court's jurisdiction. But Big Crow's lawyers say their case rests solidly on the estate's ownership of the Crazy Horse name. This suit will seek a permanent injunction against using the name, as well as monetary damages estimated in the millions of dollars. In the meantime, Seth Big Crow says the ceremony and settlement with Stroh's is a step towards restoring the name and spirit of the Lakota warrior Crazy Horse. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Welsh in Mission, South Dakota.